If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2259. Stop Working Out to Lose Weight by Andy Thewson of andythewson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hello and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. And with that, let's keep this intro nice and short and get to today's post as we optimize your life. Stop Working Out to Lose Weight by Andy Thewson of andythewson.com. Yep, you heard the title of this post correctly. Stop Working Out to Lose Weight. Are you confused? Like many, I was stuck on logging time at the gym and running endless miles, only to be frustrated when my scale did not move. I would get mad and frustrated because it was maddening. But I made a small mental shift that made all the difference. And once I did that, the weight started to come off. Working out is by far the most important and most beneficial part of my day, but it has absolutely nothing to do with weight loss. If I never lost another pound, I would continue working out every day. Intrigued? Keep listening. I'm sharing 5 reasons why working out changed my life, and they have nothing to do with weight loss. Reason number 1, stress reduction. According to a study by the American Physiological Association, preliminary evidence suggests that physically active people have lower rates of anxiety and depression than sedentary people. And less stress means less cortisol, which is that nasty little hormone our body releases when we're stressed. And this causes our body to cling on to weight, especially around the midsection. Think back to the last workout you just actually enjoyed. You weren't worried about weight loss. You just enjoyed the experience. Did you feel amazing? Exercise helps our bodies work out our stress in a healthy way, leaving us feeling lighter and better because of it, which is a total win. Reason number 2, boost your brain power. Those buff lab rats might be smarter than we think. Many studies on mice and humans have shown that cardiovascular exercise can create new brain cells. A fancy way to say this is neurogenesis. And exercise may improve overall brain performance. We all want to be at the top of our game and be able to focus and do our best when we get to work. Working out helps the brain make more connections and can lead to more creativity. I always work out first thing in the morning before I get to work typing up posts and whatnot, so my mind is functioning on high. Reason number 3, it builds confidence. When I first started working out and I completed my first hard workout, I was filled with a sense of pride and accomplishment. What? My body just did that? Focus on how you are getting stronger and faster every day. You might not see the results on the scale right away, but I know you can feel your body changing and getting better. Our bodies are freaking amazing and can do way more than we give them credit for. So push yourself and be inspired by yourself. You are a total rock star, and pushing your limits and testing yourself will give you the confidence to do just that in other areas of your life. Reason number 4, boost your mood. Exercise releases endorphins, which create feelings of happiness and euphoria. Studies have shown that exercise can alleviate feelings of depression, even among those with a depression diagnosis. For this reason, doctors recommend that those suffering from depression or anxiety or those who are just feeling blue, consider incorporating regular exercise. I have suffered from depression, and I know it is a real thing, but I am able to keep it in check by working out. Just try not to smile after killing it at the gym. It's hard not to. It also makes me a better parent. By taking time out for myself to work out, I'm happier and have way more patience with my kids. And reason number 5, better libido. There, I said it. Insert blushing emoji here. Until I started working out regularly, I was never in the mood. I feigned a headache more times than I would like to admit. My poor partner. I know I'm not alone in this. Being active has shown to help increase libido as well as overall enjoyment. I won't get into the science, but just know it's an awesome added bonus. When I stopped letting the scale dictate my mood and my sense of self-worth, real change started to occur in my life. Instead of focusing on some dumb number, I began to focus on the fact that every day I worked out, I was less stressed, more creative, more confident, happier, and for my partner's sake, I was friskier. So next time you find yourself feeling defeated and ready to give up because your scale isn't budging, take stock of what is really important. And I bet you'll come to learn and realize what I did. And when your mind makes that important shift, exercise will become fun and addictive. And guess what will happen? That weight will start to fall off because those numbers will no longer have power over you. You just listened to the post titled, Stop Working Out to Lose Weight by Andy Thewson of andythewson.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Focus on improving yourself and the results will follow. This is what I tell myself too. I'm actually very impatient by nature. I'm especially impatient with myself, especially when it comes to my health and fitness. If I'm recovering from a cold or the flu, I expect to heal faster than anyone else. If I want to cut down on my body fat, I expect to do it perfectly the first time. I am trying to break this pattern because I do know better. How can I break this pattern? By telling myself to focus on just getting a little better over time. I don't have to get better every workout, but over the course of time, I should see improvement in something. If we can focus on our performance and staying consistent with our healthy lifestyle, the results will follow. All right, that'll do it for another episode of OHD. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode where I answer your questions and where your optimal life awaits.